I like when you get mad.
Okay.
I guess I'm pretty glad that you're here.
Welcome to J-Fabe. It has been a week of wrestling news, all sorts of stuff going off. I am sat here just jamming along with Jay. Jay, how you doing?
Alright, mate. Yep, I'm doing
good.
Yeah,
feeling pretty chill, mate.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Totally chill. How have you been? Are you alright?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Just, just settling into a nice evening of podcasting with Jay.
Yeah.
So, plenty to talk about today. We are 2 weeks away from WrestleMania. It is the 22nd of the 3rd, 2023. We are going to be talking about...
Hurry up. But yeah, we're talking about...
Yeah, WrestleMania can hurry up and... Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about bad guys today and how AEW doesn't actually seem to fucking have any anymore.
That sounds good.
We had... Yeah. I mean, we had the Four Pillars finally meeting in ring all at the same time. How did we feel that went? In fact, we're going to talk about that later. We're also going to be talking about other news stories. The disappearance of Bray Wyatt appears to be for an injury. Not much to talk about there.
I mean, the problem just going with injuries are, you know.
God, they are really panned, aren't they? I'm just going to turn it down.
What is it?
There we go.
What is that song? I'm going to ask you every single time. What the hell was that?
That was Bad Guy, a tango-style cover of Billie Eilish's Bad Guy there.
Okay.
I liked it because it had the kind of... what do they call it? I'm going to find...
I don't really listen to Billie Eilish, to be fair. Not my cup of tea.
I quite like Billie Eilish. Yeah, she's alright. But it has that Yiddish feel to it. Klezmer, they call it. Klezmer. Which I thought kind of rings us into probably the big angle of the week from AEW's hands, the Four Pillars. Last week, the Four Pillars all gathered in the ring together. For MJF's bar mitzvah. Jay, what do you think to this segment?
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
Wasn't it fucking awful?
Yeah.
like it was...
It was okay, guys, so what we're going to do is we're all going to interrupt each other. We're all going to take our turn, but we're also going to tell Max to shut up, and it's going to be like high school drama. Let's go for it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I mean, it was an all Gen Z cast. Of course, we had first Maxwell Jacob Friedman doing his rebar mitzvah, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Celebrating his victory over Brian Danielson. The fans cheered him when he came out. He decided to proclaim that the Jews were the greatest religion on the planet.
Wasn't it Judaism?
And Judaism as well.
Yeah.
I mean...
Terrible segment.
Thoughts on this?
Went on too long.
Yeah, thoughts. Thoughts on that?
They copied each other in the way. Like,
I'm just...
They did I'm promos. Just, Sammy Guevara did the whole breath thing and forgot to take a breath. And then Darby Allin just sat in the corner like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that too, but I'm just going to overboard with it. And then nearly passed out whilst I'm doing a promo. That was shit.
Yeah, so MJF comes down, does the chair thing that they always do at bar mitzvahs, and then he is interrupted by by the Jungle Taker.
Jungle Taker.
Yeah, you see that connection?
Yeah.
I actually stole it from somewhere, but there you go.
Yeah.
Jungle Boy Jack Perry comes down to the ring, everyone cheers him, just about gets a nice little whine out, and then Sammy Guevara's music hits. The fans cheer him as well for some reason. Well, actually, no, they boo him.
I was gonna say
he actually. They don't really cheer him. They just kind of groan. And then, of course, Darby Allin interrupts Sammy Guevara and comes down, and it's the Four Pillars now.
And they all have microphones.
They all have microphones. Now, first off, AEW, got to commend you. You finally got four people in the ring with four microphones, and every single one of the microphones worked.
Round of applause.
So, hats off to your sound guys.
Got a button for that.
I don't have a button for that. I should have a button for that. Give me. I'm surprised I don't, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I should have.
Never mind.
Where's my? I did used to have a soundboard that I used to use.
Well, anyway.
Oh, there we go. There we go. There we go. Found it. Found it.
Nice.
Found
it. There it is.
There we go. That's what I was looking well for. Done. Well done to AEW for managing to get the sound right for once. I mean, it's taking 4 years.
I mean, we're still trying to get my sound right, so, you know.
Okay. You came to play. So Jungle Boy's promo came first. First off, Maxwell, Jake Friedman did an okay-ish promo at all three of them, and then Jungle Boy came first. His whole angle was that Max, who came down to the ring proclaiming that the Jews were, of course, the superior race, etc., that Max had everything handed to him on a silver platter. The son of an actor there, talking about how privileged Maxwell Jacob Friedman was to have everything.
I mean, he did have David Arquette, like, find somebody to train him to wrestle. You know, hard times.
I know, gutted, isn't it? Gutted. And then, you know, he complained about the fact that he had to fight on Dark once and on Elevation once. And
have you ever done that? Have you ever wrestled on those shows?
It came across as really, really, really sour, bitter, whiny.
Yeah, jealous.
Kind of made me think that AEW doesn't really know exactly what it is they're doing. From a scripting and coaching you, it's like they just said, "Oh yeah, go out, think of something to aid him."
Yeah, I mean, it's not like their promo is just off their own back. Do they have the juice?
If they are.
Or do they have producers?
If they are, I would say that it is about time that they started scripting some of the promos.
I don't think so.
Really? Yeah. Because
I mean, it's like sink. Or
I mean, this
like
entire segment was
crap, but it's like sink or swim, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I suppose. But I mean, what are they going to do? What are going to be the repercussions of failure here? I mean, clearly nothing.
Yeah, nothing. There's going to be a fatal four-way. Yeah. That's it. That's the repercussion. And hopefully the match isn't as bad as the four-way promo.
Well, yeah. MJF did at one point say, "Oh, I never had anybody, and you all had Sting and Christian and Chris Jericho." Bit of a statement there, isn't it? Because I mean, obviously there was the whole Cody thing, and you know, he did have Wardlow. Fans chanted both Cody and Wardlow at MJF at that point. That was a bit of a dropped line. I don't know why that would be his motivation for complaining about that. It just didn't make any sense.
And obviously, at one point he was in the inner circle as well. So he's had plenty of people around him, but obviously it's like a kayfabe thing. I've done this on my own. Blah, 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 blah. I'm the best.
Yeah. Sammy Guevara then does a face promo about how he worked on the indies, like MJF never worked on the indies.
Well, he did.
Exactly, my point, exactly. So it made no fucking sense. So that was a bit of a dud. I don't get Sammy Guevara in this picture at all. I don't understand.
Because he's one of the four pillars, right?
I don't feel he is anymore.
And then it was like the week before, Jericho was saying how Sammy Guevara was ready for the main event scene, and then the promo happened, and it was like, right, okay. He was just foretelling.
I mean, that's kind of good, kind of sequential kind of storytelling, and that's fine, but the ship has kind of sailed on Sammy Guevara being able to pull off a face promo like that, and that was a face promo. And then Darby Allin taught us a little something about him. He
respiratory problems, found Allin.
Yeah, he found art school really hard.
And they told him that he would never make it. So he quit.
they criticized the film that he did because it wasn't what the art school wanted, and he probably hadn't listened to his teachers, and rather than change it, he quit art school and decided to become a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe he's the wrestling's... It's like the wrestling equivalent of Hitler, right? Maybe not. Someone's going to razz me on Twitter.
Yeah,
for that.
Probably.
No or one's in the razz me
questions
on
and answers on Spotify.
Yeah. One of these... Like, I'm thinking forward to like an Ask Me Anything in 10 years' time when someone asks about that statement. Oh, dear. And then MJF fell into a cake.
Yeah, I mean, he pushed Jungle Boy's face, got hit with a microphone, and then, yeah, blah, 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 fight broke out, cake.
It was a shit angle. It was all pretty fucking
segment
dire.
Was awful.
Didn't make any sense.
Well,
makes
it did
me wonder.
I won a title shot. Go on. They said it at the same time.
Yeah, they said it at the same time. That's true. All well at the done. Same time. Like a bunch of whiny six-year-olds. Yeah, it was dog shit. It really was. And it was disappointing that the main event scene in AEW is going to go that way for a little while. I think this angle needs more to it, and that's ridiculous saying that there's four people in it.
Maybe Sting and Christian and Jericho.
Yeah, Sting, Christian and Jericho.
That's so out.
Daddy daycare match.
Yeah. Whenever Christian reappears.
Do you think he's coming back?
Don't know. Maybe we just like show up at WrestleMania.
It could be. Well, that's the thing, innit? It could just be a. Could just be a 2 years and done kind of thing.
Yeah, it could be. Wasn't good anyway, was he?
I mean, it's about that time, isn't it?
Show up at WrestleMania. Make sure Edge wins or loses. End Edge's career.
That could work
against Christian, which would be a full circle.
That would be good. I would like that. Except not the Christian of WWE. Kind of the Christian who's posting these. You know what I mean? More a Christian Cage kind of persona.
Turtleneck Christian.
If that makes sense. Yeah, turtleneck Christian. Evil Christian. Bad guy Christian. What
Fixed
are AEW going to do about their lack of bad guys?
Well, they've created some new ones. So we've got Blackpool Combat Club. They've turned heel.
That's a good start.
When Pat comes back, he'll always be a bastard, so that's okay.
So we've got three people in Pat so far.
Yes.
Those credible AEW
heels.
We've
got a bunch of tweeners and Jericho's crew, which are basically tweeners.
They're tweeners. They're already at phase two of the Chris Jericho 3-year cycle. They're at the point where they start turning face now because it's been a year.
Yeah. Wait, who do they have? Samoa Joe.
They don't.
Samoa Joe's a heel.
Samoa Joe. Right.
Yeah, so they need to bring someone in as a heel. And it has to be...
Yeah, they need to do some work on their...
Oh, wait, they've got the Outsiders. I think... The Outcasts. The Outcasts. Yeah, they're heel.
What is that? Soraya?
Yeah, Soraya and Erlock, yeah.
Right. Ruby Soho shouldn't hold a mic. Like, they're just giving her nothing to say.
Well, I mean, they're just bitching, aren't they?
Yeah, and then Soraya, like, what was it this week? She called her... She got in trouble, which I think this is a worked fine.
Saying twats.
Saying twats. Yeah, she's called everyone neckbeards and called them all twats.
Yeah, I mean, America are a bit funny about some swear words. Obviously, twats over here means, you know, you're just a twat, and it doesn't really mean much, but in America, it's probably a bit more.
Yeah.
Bit more to it.
Yeah, they do find it quite offensive, but...
I mean, what if you told them they're a cunt? At the same time. So... I want to say cunt as well.
Yeah, we're hardcore. That faction is just three people, stick them all together, make them all heal, give them no purpose. They've got no purpose.
Yeah, they do. They attack people and then spray paint them.
To spray paint people?
Yeah, with L's in green. That's their purpose. And they serve it every single time they're on screen.
And does anybody ask them why?
No, but I think it's because they think everyone's losers.
Okay. Oh, that's very
insightful. I know.
It's very high school-y, yes. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's got no direction. No. It's got no fucking direction either. Because there's no direction in the women's division.
And obviously Britt Baker's now face. And Jamie Hayter's face. Rebel's disappeared. Everybody else is like, they've just created this that division.
Yeah. They've just created what should be a monster heel team, but they've got no aspirations though. I mean, MJF has aspirations, obviously, told the title forever. But I mean, yeah, the green spray paint brigade. Absolutely no purpose to them. So yeah, at the moment I'm a little bit.
I'm just waiting for that rap video. Sorry, Miss Knight, and then it'll be all right.
Oh dear. Let's take a look at the news. So, wrestling news this week. We've got Bray Wyatt. Obviously, he's ill. He's got something. WWE. He's not going to be part of WrestleMania. Who's probably. Bray Wyatt, right. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I was holding out. I'm not anymore.
So who's gonna? You're not holding out for anything great off Bray Wyatt now.
No. So let's hope he comes back with something great. Like Amnesia. He should come back with Amnesia and not know who he is, right?
That'd be great. And then Bo Dallas convinces him that he's Husky Harris.
and then he does that for perfect. A while. And then in about five years' time, becomes the Fiend again, and everyone pops.
Yeah. That's a complete and utter rehabilitation. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he needs. Like, all I'm saying is that all three of Bray Wyatt's runs, although particularly this last one, if you distilled it into its essence, pretty much just follows the plot line of the Poochie episode of The Simpsons.
Why did he just come out to the ring and say, "My name is Bray Wyatt"?
everyone was dead excited about Poochie being added to Itchy and Scratchy. Poochie gets added to Itchy and Scratchy. Everyone fucking hates it. Slowly loses all credibility with the fans, and then they kill him off.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Yeah. I have to go. My planet needs me.
That was his rocket ship.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they just kind of pulled him off
they
the
did,
top of the screen,
I've changed
didn't
it.
They?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering, at one point I was thinking of ending this podcast by just being like, I have to go, my planet needs me, and then just disappearing.
But with like a retardist sound.
Never. What's all one right. of those?
Okay.
Playing that
is
game.
Is
it a work? Is
playing
it a
that
bit?
Game.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. It's we a really bit. Don't know anymore.
It's a bit work. Yeah.
Yeah. Could be. Could be. I mean, you know, maybe we will hear something from that part of the JFabe universe at some point. Who knows?
Just it isn't any WrestleMania.
Oh dear. So, news.
Yes. What is going on the news today, Rich? Let me know. Let me know what's going on. I want to know.
Right, wrestling news. Here we go. Wrestling news. A little
go
bit
on.
Of wrestling
throw
news.
Throw it at me.
So Tony Khan is said to have his eye on Goldberg.
Oh yeah. No, I've read about this. So yeah, Goldberg just left WWE like recently, and then Tony Khan's like, "Ooh, mm-hmm. that'll be really good." Goldberg in AEW. But the thing about Goldberg and AEW is you think he's behind everybody else and all you want to do is squash everybody, go on a new streak and just do that and then get...
Eventually beat Jay Cargill in a streak versus streak
exactly.
match.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, don't make any sense.
Don't bring him in. Even for Vindor, like, don't do that either. That's done well. That's then he sold out and there's no matches. They've done over $1 million already in sales, and there's no card yet.
Oh, nice. It was probably one of the better cards of last year, though. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Nothing was really decided at all. You know, everything was all 50-50 booked and everything.
Yeah.
Really, yeah. When you think about it. But it was great. I think also because nothing really mattered in regards to storyline, it was all just one and done's. It actually led to some more exciting results as well.
Yeah. Will we get Will Ospreay Omega 2?
That would be nice.
I would like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be very excited for that. That was a great match last year. This year. Yeah, no, that was great. And it does make sense for them to have Kenny Omega for one and then Will Ospreay for the other. You know, over in AEW. Will they put him over? Would they put Will Ospreay over?
I reckon they would, yeah.
I think they would.
They'd do business.
Yeah, I reckon they would. Yeah. Just return that belt back. Yeah,
and that's how interesting sense. Goldberg is.
I mean, we can't expect
so, Forbidden Door.
There is an indication that Mercedes Moné is interested in working potentially.
Yeah, who's she going to face? Soraya.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
I mean.
There's no one, even when she was Sasha Banks, there's no one in the entire of AEW that you'd actually want to see.
I'm only
a match
saying that is because when she was Sasha, she's the one that injured Paige in the house show, and that's what stopped her career. Actually, back for 4 weeks. So it was like, oh yeah. Kicked her in the top of the back.
Okay.
Yeah, she went down. She couldn't feel her legs or her arms.
So from that perspective, there is
actually a reason
for that
so
story.
It would actually make
sense.
Yeah. So that's
okay.
Full circle.
That's cool. Hmm. Yeah, no, that's quite cool. Okay, I'm on board with that. Yeah. Just depends whether Soraya can hang.
Well, she did pretty well on the triple threat, so I'm reckoning, yeah. Absolutely. But just know, you know, backstabbers, or, you know, kicks to the back of the top of the neck, you know. Maybe that. She's clear to rest.
That makes sense. Feel good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll just have to see how that turns out. It could actually be the dream match that everyone has been hoping for. And, well, I don't really reckon everyone's been hoping for it. Yeah. Or didn't think about. Yeah. Kind of the only logical solution, actually, isn't it, when you really think about it?
I'd say so. She can put a title on the line as well. Yes.
Oh, Mercedes Moné. Yes.
Mercedes Moné. Yes.
Yes. Mercedes Moné.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Monet.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I got it. So also there's this thing about FTR. That's been discussed this week, hasn't it? FTR have said that they know where they're going. They know where their future lies. And that they've made their decision.
Okay. I mean, it could all just be smoke and mirrors. Yeah.
A work. Yeah. And that they're just going to go back to AEW. Yeah. And I can't feel that they'd want to go back to AEW.
They could be a part. They could.
What? So they're only on TV like once every three months?
They've got a TV show, don't they? Every week. Yeah. Aussie Open on there as well.
Have they? Oh, is that any good?
I haven't watched it yet, but I need to catch up.
Oh, okay. Is it on Fight?
Yes. No, it's not. It's on the Ring of Honor Club thing.
Oh, okay. Do you have to pay for it? Oh, well. Ring of Honor Super Card of Honor, though. That is on Fight.
It will be on Fight. Ring of Honor used to be on Fight anyway. So that should be good. We should be getting Yuta Wheeler versus Shibata, so that should be interesting.
There are four matches actually agreed so far. Wheeler Yuta versus Katsuyori Shibata for the Pure Championship. We've got Athena versus Yuka Sakazaki for the ROH Women's World Championship. We've got Samoa Joe versus Mark Briscoe for the World Television Championship. And we've got the Lucha Brothers in a Reach for the Sky ladder match for the vacant ROH World Tag Team Championship with no other people. No other people are named.
FTR probably be in that. Top Flight.
Yeah, I think FTR would be in that. Who's that? Sorry, Top Flight.
I'd say so.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Young Bucks, why not? Throw him in there. They're ex-champions.
I hope not.
Why not?
Because I'm getting tired of seeing them.
I still quite like them.
They've just been doing the same shtick for like 10 years now, though.
You can say the same thing about Adam Cole. You can say the same thing about Roman Reigns. You can say the same thing about pretty much every single wrestler. They build up their moveset, they stick with it, and they go.
The Young Bucks don't really have compelling stories. Like, their characters haven't grown in the 10 years. When did I first see the Young Bucks? I first saw the Young Bucks live, I think, in, I'm going to say 2016. Yeah, Nottingham in the 300-seater building. Cody was supposed to be there. It was the UK World Cup for What Culture Pro Wrestling. And they're exactly the same now as they were then. Nothing that has actually happened has changed them in any way. They haven't evolved. Their moveset hasn't changed.
Earrings.
They haven't been involved... They haven't been involved in any meaningful storylines.
No.
Whatsoever. Other than inserting themselves in the middle of a feud between Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi, and I will be forever hating them, along with Cody Rhodes, for interrupting that feud and ensuring that we didn't see a Kota Ibushi Kenny Omega singles match as a result of it in NJPW. It could still happen, but if it doesn't, I will hate the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes forever.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I feel that you're passionate about this.
Yeah.
You know, then, yeah.
I am. I'm very passionate that's about fine. This. That, to me, is like a dream one-on-one affair. Definitely need to see it. I know they'll probably never work together again because they'll consider the work that they did in DDT to speak for itself, probably. But still, it's what it is.
Well, Kota's in America. He's been wrestling. He's done GCW. Or going to do GCW. If he's done it already, I haven't watched it. And he's fine. I'll just pay for you. I can go back and watch it. But yeah.
That's good. I like Kota. I like Kota Ibushi. Kota Ibushi is great. I don't think he's going to WWE. I think he is more likely to go to AEW.
absolutely, chance. Oh, Kota versus
oh, excuse me.
Malfunction. My brain.
What was malfunctioning? Oh, okay, that's okay. I was just choking.
Cool. Takeshita. Yes. Kota
Takeshita. Yes. We're on.
Can't say his name. I'm butchering his name right now.
Yes, we're on Katsuyori. Oh, Takeshita. Yeah, take a shitter. That's how you pronounce
Takeshita,
it.
Takeshita, not take a shitter. And Kota.
Take a shitter.
Would be a great match.
That'd be a good match, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see Malakai Black versus Kota Ibushi. I think that'd be great. Yeah, that'd just be a banger, wouldn't it?
Yes. And also, Adam Cole, Bebe, to see if he can hang. He probably could, though.
Speaking of Adam Cole, Bebe, what are your thoughts on his current trajectory?
So, he's going to do a couple of matches. He's going to win them. They'll do the four pillar thing. And then after that, I guess he's going to go straight for the championship. Because
that was my thoughts as well.
Apparently,
he's
if you
be
bump
a
into somebody and talk to them and then have an exchange, you can also have a title match if they have a belt in AEW now. So, yeah.
That's how it works.
So, the whole win loss record thing, sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, we do this thing, don't we? We've forgot about that. And then the most of the time, it's like, well, actually, we don't do it anymore. So,
do they even put the wins and losses on screen anymore?
Don't think so. I think they
you don't
it
or
out.
Do.
They do say, "Oh yeah, I've been undefeated for this long." Sting's undefeated. Where's his title match?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, by right. now he should be running the entire company.
Just from wins alone.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Oh dearie me. Yeah, I think AEW is in a bit of a mess at the moment. If I'm honest with you, I think there's some promising things coming, but I'm still a little bit out of phase with it, if that makes sense. The Supercard of Honor, though, will probably be the best show of that weekend.
Is that WrestleMania weekend?
Yes, it is. It's on the Friday.
Good.
March 31st. Yeah, I mean, my plan is to kind of watch it on the Saturday.
That's a good plan. There's like at least one match for Stand and Deliver that I want to watch, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, NXT, Stand and Deliver.
Oh, okay. That was the thing. What's the
wrestling,
match?
North American Championship, Dragon Lee, Dragunov, and Jordan Devlin, and Mystery Person. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
That does sound pretty cool. Yeah, we'll have to hook that up sometime and see what our thoughts are. I do miss yeah, the too. Days when NXT was good. It was the golden white brand wrestling week at one point.
The multicolored brand. Don't know what's going on. Mm. What is it?
Yeah, they need to sort it out. They need to take that product and make it better.
I love Shawn Michaels, but what are you doing, man? It's unwatchable. It's unwatchable.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. We'll just have to see how that goes. One day someone will work it out. Speaking of Cody, I did mention Cody earlier. Have you seen the latest controversy about the state of play in WWE 2K23? No. Cody Rhodes... his skin is a little bit darker than should be.
They just saw it out and just like do an update.
Well, they don't seem. I think they've just gone for like a tanned look, but he kind of looks like. In fact, I'm gonna send you a picture on using telephone. Telephone. Where are we?
You just broke the fourth
using
wall.
The telephone.
We're not in the same room.
That's one of the. Modern devices.
Sending me
you
a
mean
photo.
We're not in the same room? So look, I've got to go through all media. Ah, oh, there's one. There we go. Just sending you a photo of his appearance in the latest game. See? He does look a bit dark, doesn't he?
Sure.
See, Jay is laughing because of how dark he looks. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't want to talk about Cody because then I need to eat my words and I don't want to. I'm really enjoying
which
his promo. I think. Yeah,
his promo is good.
How much Paul Heyman's had influence on that?
Potentially. Is he still crying?
No. No crying.
Oh.
It's just confidence. No crying. And he's very good with his words, but I think some of his words might be Paul Heyman. I think he's had some influence in his promos and whatever, but yeah, it's working very, very well.
Okay, fair enough. He was always. I think this was probably why he kind of became a bit of a pariah in AEW during his last run. During those final 9 months that he was in AEW, fans just turned on him. And I think it was because he was becoming a WWE star.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
In how he delivered everything, how he did everything. I mean, I at the time was saying he was going to WWE. And that was definitely his next stop. And it happened as I predicted. I was kind of going to make more allusions to it on the show, but I never got around to it. My bad. But yeah, he was always destined to go back to WWE. And his style fits there now. He is exactly what WWE wanted him to be when he returned. And that's why it works. It works on WWE TV. He's gone past AEW. AEW's delivery style, learned everything that he needed to learn there and how to do things and, you know, what everyone's looking for, etc., etc. Applied everything he knows from all of his history and then just decided to go for it in WWE. And it works in WWE. It'll always work in WWE. But I have a feeling that he's never going to be the darling of the indies again.
Well, now we have Cody, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens. They can be a faction.
What about
them? They're all hanging out, mate.
Are they all hanging out together?
On the same page. Yeah.
Oh.
That happened. Yeah, that happened.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it? Yeah. Cool.
We'll talk about that more.
Well, we are off.
On a different episode, right? Right?
I don't know. Tell me more if there's more to tell.
There's just this big thing in the middle of the ring. Cody got Kevin Owens out and Sami Zayn out. Did a thing. Kevin Owens walked off. Like, are you happy now? I've heard him out. I'm going. Then, you know, Sami Zayn went after him and was like, it's fine, blah, blah, blah. I just want you to know that you're my brother and I love you. And then he was getting beat down by the users, and then Kevin Owens came out saving. Ooh, we've got a tag team match at WrestleMania. That was it. I tell that story. Great, don't I? Compelling stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, you're a natural storyteller. Yeah. Very, very compelling stuff.
It wasn't, though. It's just been drawn out way too long.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing, the whole build to WrestleMania is doing my nothing. Like, the whole thing. Hmm. They haven't even announced Rey Mysterio versus fucking Dominik yet, and it's like, what
is
going on?
Just
get it over and done with, get it announced. Yeah.
Because we already know what's going to happen. This has been the most predictable WrestleMania season.
It's going to be a great card. That's fine.
I think
card's going to be great. Whatever. But can we just get there quicker? Well, obviously they can't get there quicker, but we can get to the booked storylines if we can have, like, you know, this is going to happen.
Maybe they're going to have... I mean, what do they need to actually do to have the Dominik Rey Mysterio thing happen?
Career on the line. So we can lose. Yeah.
We've got like 2 weeks to do that. I mean, are those two currently involved in a program, or is Dominik just...
Yeah, they're having programs like every single week.
Bullet Club 2.0.
Like, if a punk hit like you came up to me and challenged me at WrestleMania, I smacked them in the mouth. Yeah, so it's getting there. But yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's...
Around it,
okay.
Yeah.
So they're just
kind
of meandering down the road towards it. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I don't know, we spent so long waiting for a WrestleMania build
like
to actually make fucking sense.
In between Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania, that would help. Because I reckon it would. It's just too
I don't think it would.
In between. Way too long. Especially when they're building up two nights. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, but then two nights is too long. I've always said two nights is too long for WrestleMania, haven't I?
Yeah, but... I was right. Yeah.
You were right. They did make two nights happen.
The Coffee New Japan Pro Wrestling. Yeah. Like, but we can make more money from this. I mean, there's loads of people still wanting to buy tickets. We can just do two nights.
That's...
But loads of money.
Well, I suppose we've just waited so long for WWE to produce a WrestleMania build that actually makes fucking sense. That when they actually do produce a WrestleMania build that actually makes fucking sense, it's the most predictable and pedestrian. And we already knew all of the matches coming out pretty much after the Royal Rumble.
Rumble Elimination Chamber,
We knew what all the matches were going to be, yeah? Yeah. We already knew all of these matches were coming up. I don't know whether I'm happy, I'm sad with that. I'm just not excited by it.
Oh, some good stuff there.
Great. I mean, look forward to that. They're not trying to transition him into commentary, I hope.
I don't know. Who knows? He'll probably end up being a part of the Seth Rollins Paul Logan Paul match.
Yeah, probably. He won't. He won't stay completely oblivious.
Well,
to
I mean, he's already part of the storyline, so
like completely out of it. I mean,
some kind of form.
Yeah, exactly. What a pointless affair.
Logan Paul.
And this is Seth Rollins versus who?
Kind of go though, can't it?
Logan Paul. So. I'm not too. I'm not kind of fussed about either of them.
Don't you like the whoa, 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 whoa? No, you hate it, don't you? You
do. If I'm honest.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm burning it
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I hate it. I've never really liked Seth Rollins, if I'm honest with you. He's kind of stuck in that Randy Orton space. Like, when he wants to go, he'll go, but when he doesn't want to go, he just dicks around.
Yeah, but Randy Orton did that thing where he didn't want to go for, like, 5 years. And he just showed up, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
years.
He did just kind of just show up, didn't he?
Didn't do much. Won a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did his pose. Went home.
Speaking of Randy Orton, WWE are said to be bringing Randy Orton in for WrestleMania weekend. He will be in Los Angeles in time for WrestleMania weekend. But it's not confirmed that he'll actually be appearing on WWE television. Who fucking knows, to be honest?
Questions and answers.
I mean, he's going to do something in ring. He's going to do something in ring as... at some point, as wrestling bootmaker Jose G. Sanz stated last month that Orton recently contacted him about making boots for his return.
Why is he, like, telling people about that?
I know, right?
Who does that?
This is the news. Someone is making... that. Well, this is... I actually do not like the wrestling media at times. Someone's making shoes for Randy Orton is currently the top story of WrestlingNews.co.
Breaking news. Shoe man tells all.
I know. Like, when... in what other industry... what other industry in the world would the fact that somebody is having shoes made for them be a top story?
Maybe he's getting some... you know,
fashion,
boots,
I suppose?
That aren't wrestling boots made. Just get boots made. Just, you know, going out boots.
But then why would he go to his wrestling shoemaker? Wrestling bootmaker Jose G. Sands. I mean, if he wanted to go out, if he wanted going out shoes, he'd just, you know, go to Foot Locker or whatever.
I don't really shop there, but
I think he's
more like sportswear, mate.
Never been to a Foot Locker. Oh. I thought Foot Locker would be...
well, it
like
is,
feet.
But... I mean, it is.
It's in the name. It's in the name,
pretty
Jay.
Sure
what more do you want?
It's not.
What more do you want, Jay?
Anyway.
Oh, dear me. Got any other stories you want to talk about today, Jay?
No. Yeah. Why have you got something?
No. Was that a no?
No.
No.
Yeah, so that was Jay Fabe. And thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Bye. Everybody? You can.
You can always listen to us on Spotify.
There's also, you can ask us questions there. We'll always answer.
iTunes.
That's good. I probably will.
Yeah, we may answer. Yeah. Yeah, probably will. Well, that is everything. That is everything. Yeah, can't wait. We'll be back next week, probably.
There might not
if there's news.
Yeah, well, if you realise we've got a podcast for like 40 minutes, 50
minutes.
Might
not be.
Because you're just literally... we're making a podcast out of nothing. That's what we're doing
no
right now.
No fucking news. Yeah.
Bye.
See you later, everyone.